He is risen.
He is risen indeed.
He is risen.
He is risen indeed.
He is risen.
He is risen indeed.
That's why we smile. For we know we can face the future because He lives. And we're grateful that you're here. We had a wonderful Easter sunrise service, and it's good to join together. And this is one of my, of course, favorite services because it's so important. The highest and most important day of the liturgical year. But one of the reasons I like it in just a visual way is I just love the flowering of the cross. So during our offertory, you can come up. If you have your own cut flowers, please bring them and put them on the cross. But we also have extras as we see this old rugged cross transformed, as Christ transformed it by His presence into what we call Good Friday. And now we celebrate His resurrection from the dead. Just a couple of announcements and prayer requests before we start. It might look a little confusing on the studies of the week. We will be having the Wednesday morning study, but I'm going to out of town for a church meeting on Thursday, so we will not have the Thursday evening study. And then next week it's going to be exactly reversed because I have eye surgery on Wednesday, but I'll hopefully be able to do Thursday night, so it'll even out, so we're on the same course. So please take note of that. Any other announcements? Let's move to prayer requests. One that happened through the night, and they were actually here this morning for the Easter sunrise service, but they've been up all night. Carrie got a call about 2:30 this morning, and around 11:30, her sister Kim and Troy had visited here before. Their home caught on fire. A lithium battery in the golf cart in the garage caught on fire. And Troy, fortunately, Kim and everyone's well. Kim and Darby were down visiting Kim's grandchildren in North Carolina, so it was just Troy there. And the neighbors honked and they tried to awaken him, but he was just in a deep sleep. And but they were able to, the firemen broke through the door, but it totally destroyed Darby's car and Troy's truck and the camper and the structure of the garage and some of the house. So, but thanks be to God, no one was injured. So keep the burns in your prayer. Also, continue to keep Ruth and Glenn in your prayer. Ruth is still doing well. Glenn had a very rough day yesterday, intended to be here today, but just keep him in our prayers. Any other items of prayer? Some of them you'll see there's some new ones. Barbara Smith and Tony's mom and Winston Brittle, Tony's dad, are in there. But any others that you would like to add? Prayer requests. Seeing none, let's go to the Lord in prayer. Our gracious Lord, we thank You for this day. Every day is a day of resurrection. Every day, Sunday is a day where we are here on the first day of the week to celebrate this life-changing, world-changing event. As the God of the universe made right what we had fallen from. And even more than returning us to the state of innocence that Adam and Eve knew, You now not only forgive us of our sins, but You cleanse us and cover us with the righteousness of God. We have Christ's righteousness, and therefore we are accepted into Your sight. We pray that You would find our worship today acceptable, and may it be a joyous day of celebration for us. As families get together afterwards, be with those families that gather, be with those families where there's been loss or transition or change. Draw close to any who are hurting as only you can. You are the God of all comfort, and draw close to them. In particular, be with Troy and Kim. We're grateful that none of their dogs were injured in this, but it's just a devastating and emotionally terrible event. So just comfort them. With the logistics, may it work out as smoothly as possible. May Glenn continue to feel better. We pray that you would be with Barbara and Winston and all those that are recovering, all those that are having health issues or any other concerns or people that come to our mind at this time. We pray that the blessings of the resurrected Christ will reassure them that you have defeated sin, death, and the devil. And truly, because you live, we can face tomorrow. Be with our worship, we pray in Christ's name. Amen. As always, we gather only in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Make us to know your ways, O Lord, and teach us your path. Lead us in your truth and teach us, for you are the God of our salvation, for whom we wait. If we say we have fellowship with God while we walk in darkness, we lie and do not live according to the truth. But if we walk in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus Christ cleanses us from all sin. Have mercy on us, O God, according to your steadfast love.
According to your abundant mercy, blot out our transgressions, wash us thoroughly from our iniquity, and cleanse us from our sin. Create in us a clean heart, O God, and put a new and right spirit within us. Cast us not away from your presence, and take not your Holy Spirit from us. Restore to us the joy of your salvation, and uphold us with the Holy Spirit.
Let it be known to you that through Jesus Christ the forgiveness of sins is proclaimed to you. He commanded us to preach and to testify that he is the one appointed by God to be the judge of the living and the dead. To him all the prophets bear witness that everyone who believes in him receives forgiveness of sins through his name. Amen. You'll look with me, we'll use Psalm 16 to call each to worship, then we'll stand and sing hymn 270, Christ the Lord is risen today. Protect me, O God, for I take refuge in you. I have said to the Lord, you are my God, my good above all other.
All my life is on the God, better than my hand. Upon those who are noble I am among my people.
But those who run after other gods shall have their troubles multiplied. O God, O Lord, you are my portion and my cup. It is you who uphold my life.
My mouth is closed with the blessed hand. Indeed, I have heritage.
I will bless the Lord who gives me counsel. My heart teaches me night after night.
I have said the Lord always.
My heart, therefore, is glad, and my spirit rejoices. My body also shall rest in hope. You will show me the path of life. In your presence there is fullness of joy, and in your right hand are pleasures forevermore. Amen.
Christ is our Lord and his presence to the dead.
reading is taken from Isaiah 25, 6 through 9. On this mountain the Lord of hosts will make all for all peoples a feast of rich food, a feast of well-aged wine, of rich food full of marrow, of aged wine well refined. And he will swallow up on this mountain the covering that is cast over all peoples, the veil that is spread over all nations. He will swallow up death forever, and the Lord God will wipe away tears from all faces, and the reproach of his people he will take away from all the earth. For the Lord has spoken. It will be said on that day, "Behold, this is our God. We have waited for him, that he might save us. This is the Lord. We have waited for him. Let us be glad and rejoice in his salvation." The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Spirit. one God, now and forever. Amen. And as your children, we are bold to pray together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
The second reading comes from 1 Corinthians 15, 1-11. Now I would remind you, brothers, of the gospel I preached to you, which you received, and in which you stand, and by which you are being saved, if you hold fast to the word I preached to you, unless you believed in vain. For I delivered to you as of first importance what I have received, that Christ died for our sins in accordance with the Scriptures, that he was buried, that he was raised on the third day in accordance with the Scriptures, and that he appeared to Cephas, then to the 12. Then he appeared to more than 500 brothers at one time, most of whom are still alive, though some have fallen asleep. Then he appeared to James, then to all the apostles. Last of all, as to one untimely born, he appeared also to me. For I am the least of the apostles, unworthy to be called an apostle, because I persecuted the church of God. But by the grace of God, I am what I am. And his grace toward me was not in vain. On the contrary, I worked harder than any of them, though it was not I, but the grace of God that is with me. Whether then it was I or they, so we preach, and so you believed. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Thank you.
to the resurrected Christ, who was, who is, and will be forever. All glory, Lord, and honor be to you and you alone. Amen.
Gospel reading is Mark chapter 16, verses 1 through 8. When the Sabbath was passed, Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of James, and Salome brought spices so that it might go and anoint him. And very early on the first day of the week, when the sun had risen, they went to the tomb. And they were saying to one another, "Who will roll away the stone for us from the entrance of the tomb?" And looking up, they saw that the stone had been rolled back. It was very large. And entering the tomb, they saw a young man sitting on the right side, dressed in a white robe. And they were alarmed. And he said to them, "Do not be alarmed. You seek Jesus of Nazareth, who was crucified. He has risen. He is not here. See the place where they laid him? But go, tell his disciples and Peter that he is going before you to Galilee. There you will see him, just as he told you." And they went out and fled from the tomb, for trembling and astonishment had seized them. And they said nothing to anyone, for they were afraid. Thus saith the Lord.
Praise be unto thee, O Christ. You may be seated. If you've never been a part of a flowering of the cross, you see why it's such a beautiful act. And there are plenty of flowers left. So after the service, feel free to continue to use them. And also, it's a great opportunity to take pictures of your family in front of it. And the other thing is, historically, churches have taken the cross after being flowered and put it on the road where the church is so that it's a visible witness to those who would drive by. But to put it on 29 would be sort of futile. So if you live in a neighborhood or have a place where you would like to have it as a visible witness, we can make sure it gets taken to your home. So just let me know. Grace and peace be unto you from our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. You know, the problem with idols, they just sit there. Like any other knick-knack, they sit there and they collect dust, and you have to keep your God dusted, but it just sits there. Dead religious leaders don't move, but not the triune God. Our God, above all many things, one of the most beautiful things about our God is he's eternally dynamic. He's not static. He's always active. There's, for all eternity, there was love and fellowship between the members of the Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. There was that activity of love in creation. He spoke, and the Spirit hovered. And again, we see that activity. And all through Scripture, we see movement. We see people moving. In fact, the people of Israel were called nomadic. Nomadic. And nomadic simply means they have no constant or no permanent abode, but they're constantly moving. And we see this in our text for the day, which is the gospel. If you'll turn to your insert or to your scripture, we see in this everybody's moving. Everybody's coming and going. The first, in verse 2, we see that the women, Mary and Mary Magdalene, they came to the tomb, and when they were saying to one another, and it's that they, it says in the ESV, they went to the tomb. Let me give you a little Greek lesson, because it's important. Greek has tenses of verbs, and the verb here for went, yours might have came, actually is the historically present tense. It's not just something that happened in the past. It's something that happened in the past that is brought in and continues in the future. So even though it's grammatically awkward, what way to say it in English which would capture the meaning best is not that they went or they came, but they come. They come. Because it's not just happened, it's a continual thing. And they come. And the disciples came. We see that when we gather, we come. We come to Christ. We come to Christ in the Word. We come to Christ in the sacraments. We tell others to come, like we see in verse 7. But go. There's that movement again. Go. Tell his disciples and Peter that he is going before you. We read what this church was named after in John 4. The woman at the well. And the beautiful thing, after she was released of her sin, and just as important, her shame by our Lord. Do you remember what she did? She didn't stay put. She went. And she went into another town, and she basically was used by God to communicate to that entire town. She said, come see a man who knows everything about me. So the disciples come, we come, but I want to ask more a pointed question. Why do we come? Why do we move? I mean, what's attracting us? What attracted the women to the tomb? What attracts us? And I'm going to simply state, to not belabor the point, it's the magnetic pull of the risen Christ. The magnetic pull of the risen Christ. As a kid, the truth is I'm still, and I'll be at Harbor Freight and I'll buy them, and I don't even know why, I'm going to use them sometime. I've been always fascinated with magnets. And I've got little magnets, and I've got big magnets. In case something of mine has ever dropped in the water, I can retrieve it, which I never go out on the water, but I've got it if I need it. I like magnets. And I remember as a kid watching all sorts of different phenomena about magnets. And one is, I was fascinated by how as the magnet got closer to like metal shavings, the metal shavings would just get more attracted to the magnet. And the other thing I noticed, if you've ever been as bored as I was, I guess, if you do that, the magnetic shavings not only attract to the magnet, but guess what else they do? They sort of come together. They sort of come together. And I thought about that. That's the pull of the resurrected Christ. That he has that magnetic attraction that just makes us want to come. And it makes us want to come together and we gather together. It's that pull of Jesus. And if you look in verse 7, I just love this phrase. But go, tell his disciples and Peter that he is going before you to Galilee. There you will see him just as he told you. And it's no mystery for us. We feel this attraction, but we know exactly where to go. I think part of the problem with the world is, to use a very biblical term, and I don't mean this in a judgmental way, it's just an accurate term. It's actually sad. If you look at our society, the old biblical term of being lost really sums up our society. We can't find our direction. We don't know basic directional points. We're confused. People are hungry. They've achieved everything that they've ever been told that you need to achieve to be happy, and guess what? They're still not. And they don't know how to fix it. They're lost. Thank God for the Holy Spirit who has revealed the resurrected Christ to us. And see him just as he told you. Just as his word instructed, you will see him. I always like to think on a treasure map. You've heard the phrase, X marks the spot. You've heard that. The treasure map. Guess, ironically, what the chi, the first letter in Greek in the name Christ, guess what transliterated the chi becomes in English? An X. And I'm going to tell you, brothers and sisters, X does mark the spot. Chi does mark the spot. That's where the treasure is. We come to Jesus because the risen Christ is our treasure. And out of love, aren't you glad our treasure wasn't placed somewhere and we were given a cryptic map and the admonition of good luck. Try to find them on your own. Try to hope you find your treasure. I hope you go out and find yourself. Some of you might be of the age that you did that in the 60s. You went out and tried to find yourself. And as Woody Allen said, he went out and found himself, but he wished he had been more specific. He didn't like who he found. See, we only find treasure in the resurrected Christ. Every other gold or treasure we would find is fool's gold. The only treasure is Jesus Christ. And the beautiful thing is, he comes to us. Our treasure comes to us. He doesn't make us go and find him. John says in John 1:18, "For the law was sent through Moses, but grace and truth comes through Jesus Christ." Our treasure isn't hidden somewhere waiting for us to be smart enough to figure out or good enough to know how to find it. Our treasure hunts us down. Our treasure pursues us. Our treasure is coming to us. Christ was eternal, but he came into our existence so that he could save us. He brought the treasure of the triune God to us. At his birth, through his life, miracles, and teaching, on the cross, and at the resurrection, where he received life incorruptible. And he doesn't just leave us on our own to find him. He clearly tells us, come to me, and I will give you rest, joy, peace, and abundance. Our treasure comes to us, and through the Spirit, we can respond and come to him. He promised abundant life. He provided eternal life. He tells us where it is. And as the scripture says, he who has the Son has life. That's our treasure. And we know where it's found. Amen. Let us stand and confess our faith using the words of the Apostles' Creed. Together, brothers and sisters, I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead, and ascended into heaven, and sitteth at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
If you'll join me in the Eucharistic prayer, the Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up unto the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
Thanks and praise fill our hearts, Almighty God, for you are the Lord of creation and new creation, of covenant and new covenant. You brought your people out of slavery to freedom in the promised land, and you brought your Son from the depth of death to the glory of resurrection life. And so we gladly thank you with your people on earth and all the company of heaven, singing the hymn of your unending praise.
Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Joy and gladness are our song, redeeming God. For in your conquest of death, we see the destiny of every hope in you. Come among us in the power of your Holy Spirit, that your children may be blessed with power and grace, and that this bread and cup may be for us the very body and blood of your Son, our Savior, who at supper with his disciples took bread, gave you thanks, broke the bread, and gave it to them, saying, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Again, after supper, he gave you thanks, took the cup, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Drink this, all of you. This is the blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." Great is the mystery of faith. Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again.
Hope and glory are our breath, merciful God, for you have rolled away the stone of despair, the stone of oppression, the stone of lament, the stone of grief, the stone of death, the stone of sin, the stone of fear. Come and stand among us and breathe on us your peace. Breathe on us your power. Breathe on us your eternal life, that all who labor, all who stumble, all who hunger, and all who fall short meet you in the breaking of the bread and be lifted up by your touch. Shape your church to be your risen body. Make our scars beautiful like your scars. Make our lives life-giving like your life. And make our communion holy with your saints until you come again in glory and we eat with you in your kingdom. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, ever one God.
Amen. Amen. The gifts of God for the people of God, thanks be to God. You know the problem with food? With meals, is as wonderful as it is, and as much as you eat, it doesn't last, does it?
No.
We get hungry again. Some of us get hungry within 15, 20 minutes, but we get hungry again. It's only because that which we eat is temporal. This meal is the eternal Son of God who put on incorruptibility. So we eat, as he said in John 4 and in John 6, and we drink, and we're fully satisfied. Praise be to our Passover Lamb. And we look forward to that day where he will sup with us at the marriage supper of the Lamb. And we will see this Passover Lamb slain yet standing, because he resurrected so that through him we will not see eternal death. This is the Lord's table, not this church's table, but the Lord's table. So anyone who loves our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ in sincerity and truth, you're invited to come and to receive this precious gift
And understand that you're not eating dead bread, but living bread that comes down from the heavens. Let us keep the feast.
Blood of Christ is shed for you. tasted and seen that the Lord is good. We thank you for the goodness of your gift to us, of yourself. We thank you that through Christ, we are not just forgiven, but incorporated into the body of Christ, one with the other, brothers and sisters, and one with the Father, as Jesus prayed. May the same unity that exists between the Trinity exist between those you've redeemed and our precious Redeemer. We look up for our redemption drawing nigh, and we pray in your holy name. Amen. Let us stand and sing hymn 273, Christ Arose. feast to love and serve our Lord.